All right, there it goes. We have Nicole Bromeo, and she's the Executive Vice President and General Counsel for the Alaska Federation of Natives, or AFN. And they're doing a big push right now for the census. It's still going, but time is running up, and it's so important that we get our voices heard here in the Aleutians East Borough. So, Nicole, I want to say thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Austin. I really appreciate the opportunity to be out in Aleut country today.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're coming up here pretty quickly. I know that they have pushed back the deadline. I mean, the census is already such a huge undertaking every year, but even more this year with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's even more challenging and stressful. So there's been some extensions, I believe, but are we coming up to the end of when we can register for the census?
We absolutely are, and it's been a bit of a moving target. I know a lot of different stakeholders and partner organizations are expecting the census to run through the end of October, because in April, that's what the Bureau said. They've since done a 180, and they're cutting it off at the end of this month. So we are doubling down on our outreach, trying to get as many people to self-respond as possible before that deadline, because even though there's an effort in Washington, D.C. At the grassroots level to get Congress to extend the deadline, we really can't count on that as a solid plan A. So the firmer plan B is to respond and get those around you to respond by the end of the month.
Okay, so we're running up here. We've got till the end of the month. The census numbers are important for Alaska, and especially for many factors, including the fact, as you know, your association with AFN details, it's really important for American Indians and Native Alaskans. And here in the Aleutians East Borough, I know we were kind of at the bottom of the pack for response rate for a while. Are we still down there at the bottom? I mean, as a heavily Native community, it's important for us to get out there and get it, make sure our numbers are being counted. How are we doing here in our region?
Well, you've improved a little. You're not scraping the bottom of the barrel anymore, so to speak, but you're a long ways from the lead dog status. So we do need to double down and see what we can do to help as many of you out in that region get your census forms completed. It's super fast and confidential, quick. You can do it online or by calling. In fact, by the time that this interview is over, you could have filled out your census if you haven't already done so.
Okay, so my wife did our census for us this year, and she did it online. It's the first time we'd ever done it online, and it was super simple. What do you want to let people know about completing the census? If someone hears this and they know they haven't done it yet, what should be their first step?
First step is to go to www.2020census.gov. www.2020census.gov, that's the web address. When you get there, there's no fooling around and clicking on different hyperlinks to get you to where you need to be. It's front and center right there. It'll say, you know, blue button, click respond, and then you start responding. If you're Alaska Native, we're asking that you enter yourself in first if you're living in a mixed-race household, whether or not you're married, you work outside of the home, or you're listed on the home's title. None of that matters for the census. The benefit to having an Alaska Native enter their information in first is the whole house counts as a Native household. That drives more money, more resources to Alaska, especially to rural Alaska. And the example I like to give is we're a six-member household living in Anchorage. My husband is the only non-Native. He's from the state of Hawaii. And when we do our census, I put my name in first because there's five Alaska Natives and him. And if he went in first, it would be counted as a non-Native household. So that's a good way to think about the census. Make sure that if you're Native and living in a mixed-race household, that your name goes in first.
Okay, and that's actually very similar to our household. My wife and our children are Alaska Native descendants, and I'm the only non-Native there too. So make sure that if you have a Native in the house, that their name goes on first, and it just helps get more resources allocated into the rural communities where it really is needed.
Absolutely. And if you've already done the census and you did not put your name in first and you're the Alaska Native, it's not too late to call or to get on the internet and redo it. That's also very simple. the second thing that we want to mention in terms of when you're responding to the census, when you get to the end, there's a race question, and they ask you if you're Alaska Native, and then there's a box to put in what your tribe is. We're asking you to enter the name of your federally recognized tribe, not the name of your regional corporation or village corporation. So when I did it, I put the name of my tribe, which is McGrath Native Village, for me and our four children. I didn't write Doyon. I didn't write MTNT. Those are corporations. That's also very important because it helps drive up resources when it comes to federal funding formulas.
Okay, so out here, of course, we have the Shumigan Corporation, the Aleut Corporation. You would not put that. You would put something like the QT Tribe or Poloff Harbor Tribe or the Unga Tribe?
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Okay, so that's important to note. If you're putting down your tribe at the very end of the census, make sure you put your local tribe, not the regional corporation or the local corporation, QT, Poloff Harbor, or the Unga Tribe. That's really good. Okay, now I know a lot of people are kind of concerned when it comes to being counted in census. The whole push for privacy is so important these days. It feels like we're being tracked everywhere online and that there's such a concern to make sure that you have privacy. And there's been concern about the census in the past and even more probably now. Is the census, is it going to be a private matter? You said it's confidential. Like, should I be concerned about the government having this information or this kind of details going out there?
Absolutely not. By law, the Bureau is forbidden from sharing your data with other government agencies for an illicit purpose. So that means if you're living in a HUD house and you have more people under the roof than you're supposed to, the Census Bureau is not allowed to go and report that to HUD. If you are an undocumented person living in the United States, they're not allowed to turn that information over to ICE. This really is just trying to get an accurate count of persons living in the United States because it's so important for resource spread among the different states and local and tribal governments, and also helps with apportionment when it comes to redistricting and voting power.
Okay. So why is it such a big deal? I mean, if I'm one of, what is it, like 280 million people in the United States, and I don't get counted this time around, it's been a big hassle, it's been a tough year, I just don't feel like doing it, why should I care about getting my census taken here in Sandpoint, Alaska?
Because if you don't care about doing this, and you can't find the 10 minutes that it takes to get it done, you're depriving your community of $3,500. Multiply that by 10 years, because that number doesn't change, you've just subtracted $35,000 for your community. That could have gone to roads. That could have gone to the runway. That could have gone to the public school, the health clinic, any other infrastructure or program that's dependent on census data is then really hamstrung by your failure to report. Now, let's talk about your family, though. If you have a family of four, I don't know for sure that you do, but let's pretend that you do. That's $150,000 that's not coming to the community because your family didn't feel like you mattered enough to fill out the census or that you had enough time. And if you multiply that by another family, that's $250,000, more than $250,000 that doesn't go out to Sandpoint.
That's quite a bit of money. We got some people punching those numbers in right now to make sure that math comes up. 3,500 times 10. It sounds like 35,000. That's a lot of money. So make sure you get out there and have it heard right now for the people. 35,000 for one family in our community over a 10-year period can make such a huge difference, especially in the times that we are right now. Deadline coming
sure,
up.
And it's,
oh, go ahead.
It's 35,000 per person. So the example that we gave in the family of four, that's over, are very close to 150,000 for 10 years. So one person, $35,000 for a 10-minute response, I don't know where you get that kind of return on an investment when it comes to the feds.
10 minutes, all it takes. Get out there, and you could bring a huge amount of resources over the next 10 years to our community. And Lord knows that these times we need to make sure that we have all the resources at our availability. Now, we don't have the
Internet.
We don't have the Internet very easily accessible out here, and some people, it's cost prohibitive to use it. And before you could go and do it at the school, but now because of the pandemic, we don't have that option either as easily. What can we do? And I know that my wife in 2010, she did the census. She was a census taker and she went house to house to house, and that's how we got 100%. That's not happening very easily this year either. What can we do if we don't have the internet and we want to get this done?
You should call the 1-800 number. That number is 1-844-330-2020. And you'll speak with a live person and they will take your information over the phone. It's just as quick as the internet. As fast as you can give the information, they're taking it down just as fast. And we understand the broadband challenges that we have in Alaska when our storms are coming up too, so they're knocking communication cables down. So calling that 1-844-330-2020 number is the next best option to getting counted.
And I know we do have some local census takers as well. Is there any way that we can speak to a local if I feel more comfortable to that? Is there a way to find out if there is a local census taker?
Yes, you should have been visited by an enumerator already out in Sandpoint. I understand they were there perhaps around the same time that AFN had done its first big outreach push. Michael McLaughlin was the outreach specialist that AFN had hired. So if you're listening, Michael, out there in Sandpoint, hey. And another fun fact, Michael and I went to high school together in Mount Edgecombe. So everything is a small world here in Alaska, as big as the state is. But yes, get in touch with your local enumerator and they can help fill this out as well.
Well, all right. So coming up here, just a few days away, a few weeks away, we have our chance. It takes 10 minutes, $3,500 per person over a 10-year period, $35,000 per person over a 10-year period total. And just can't say enough how much this means to our community and our region. So make sure you get out there and do the census. It's not too late. And it is so simple. Like my wife literally banged it out in just 10 minutes. It was so quick and easy. And I was glad that it was available that way.
Absolutely. And as you know, resources become more limited and the state marches back into, you know, a deeper recession that we're all trying so hard to avoid. This return on investment, again, you don't see it anywhere else like you do the census. For 10 minutes, $3,500 per person, $35,000 over the course of the next decade. We need to get our numbers up, and there's no reason that we shouldn't be at 100%. That's our goal for Alaska.
Awesome. Well, anything we can do to help, we're always here to make sure that information goes out. We'll put this all on our website so people can access it, get the phone number there. Is there any final words that you'd like to say before you take off, Nicole?
I just want to say thanks so much for making this opportunity available for us today to appear in the region. Wish you guys all a safe fall, and please respond to the census if you haven't done so already. Also, if you haven't liked our Facebook page at AFN, you should do that, because we're going to be giving away some really exciting prizes related to filling out the census. So we're really looking forward to making that more public here in the next week or so. And make sure that you screenshot a proof of your submission if you're doing it online, and otherwise we're just going to be on Scout's honor. But we're really looking forward to the fun that we're going to have rebooting our census efforts.
Thank you so much for your time. Great information. We'll make sure to get the news out there as best we can. Yep. And we appreciate everything that AFN is doing. Have a great day, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
The Alaska Federation of Natives letting you know that you need to get out there and get the census done. End of the month is the cutoff. Don't count on an extension. You just cannot count on anything like that. You have to make sure you get the work done. Go online, 2020census.gov, or you can call in, find your local enumerator, and make sure that your family is counted for the census. And that tip too, put your local tribe, don't put your regional corporation, and make sure if you're in a mixed house that the Native individual is counted first. It will help increase resources for our region.